This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
What's up next, buddy?
We are going to be talking to some of Victoria's best performance artists, visual artists, and all-round good people in the queer community. I'm going to say a very warm welcome to Will Huxley. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us on Brekkie this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us on.
Now, Will, for people who don't know of the Huxleys, and I'm sure there's not many in Victoria, but we might have some people interstate who haven't heard of you. Just give us a quick outline of what you do, because I think you are some of the most visually exciting and community-led people that I've seen in a long, long time. So just give us a quick synopsis of who the Huxleys are.
Well, we like to refer to ourselves as like queer wizardry to a disco beat.
Oh, I love it.
It's like a saturation of the art. So we make visual art, photography, video work, and performance. We make all our own costumes. But mainly our work is about celebrating difference and celebrating being queer and being visible and being and providing this kind of escapism, because life can be quite tough. And we make this sort of magic world where you can be as flamboyant and glamorous and androgynous and as you like, and celebrate that.
Now, we're here to celebrate your brand new exhibition. It's called Disgraceland. And I love this because it's, you're visually compelling, without a shadow of a doubt, but you've teamed up with Elvis to try and see what would life be like if Elvis suddenly came back and started romping through rural Victoria. Where did this idea come from, Will?
Well, both of us kind of grew up loving, particularly it was Little Richard, actually. I saw a clip of him when I was a kid singing Lucille, and I was obsessed. And then both my grandmothers loved Elvis, and there was something about Elvis, the way that he married sort of femininity and masculinity and was quite sexual, and that in like small town America in the 50s would have been very alien. And we got approached last year by Catherine Martin, who is a production designer for Baz Luhrmann's films, as she was editing a Vogue Living issue, Vogue Australia, on the back of the Elvis movie. And she said, "I love your art," which was so touching. And she said, "Would you be interested in responding to the theme of Elvis?"
What?
And so, so we had this idea. So we were like, yes, we'll make these for Vogue.
Yeah.
And, but we just did them off our own back. And, we funded it ourselves and made all the costumes and took ourselves on a road trip. And she loved the series and she used them in the magazine. And then we're like, we want to show these to the community because it's all about celebrating how sometimes as queer people you feel alien. And like growing up in suburban places in WA and Queensland, Garrett and I really did feel like fish out of water. And so these photos emulate that, but also speak to the idea of people like Little Richard and Elvis, when they were being so flamboyant, and particularly at that time, they would have been very shocking. And because of them, and people like Prince and David Bowie, who kind of came afterwards, we are able to be who we are and to make this work. So we kind of have this, like, we owe this debt to people like Little Richard and then Elvis, obviously, who borrowed from him. And so we made this series and we made videos and costumes and we went on this wild regional trip around Victoria and New South Wales. It's in motels and roadsides and alarming a lot of locals. We had some really concerned farmers. Because we look quite, we do look very alien, but that's the idea. Like, sometimes you feel like that when you don't necessarily fit into the mold of what's considered normal.
So what's it like in, do you have a studio where these things, your outfits and you create? Like, I've got this image of you traveling around with a ginormous trailer on the back of the car because you've got shoes and hair and props and everything else. Like, what's it like at home?
Well, also on this trip, we had two staffies, our two dogs. was extra chaos. So our life is like a giant jumble sale. It's like things are falling on us all the time, mannequins, costumes. We have a studio We used to work from home years ago, but quickly ran out of room because our costumes are quite big and our wigs are massive. Like, it's a real challenge to fly anywhere. We feel a bit like Elizabeth Taylor. Like, we just
I love that.
We had trouble traveling, and we do as well. But yeah, so we've got a studio. We make everything by hand, and we wow. Also photograph everything ourselves. It's just the two of us because we couldn't inflict this pain and ridiculousness on anyone else.
So yeah. In terms of your craft, who like do you is one the better sewer and one's a better
designer?
Design yeah. Like in, yeah, does the do you have your strengths and know them?
Yeah, well, so we design together and we draw and we come up with all the ideas. And Gareth actually is self-taught, like, how to sew and construct. And he's taught me heaps, but he's really good at it. I'm sort of just I do a lot of the hand sewing and sequining. But Gareth can just make things, like, we can dream up something and he's able to find a way to do it. And, you know, I'm sort of more, I guess, the photography and video is kind of, I studied photography and filmmaking. And so we combined them all, and that's kind of when it worked. And then we were asked to perform. You know, we used to just make visual art, but we always loved performing. And we were asked to bring our visual world to life in performances, and people loved it. And it took a long time. They didn't love it straight away. it's so joyful to bring art to life in ways that traditional, like, gallery modes, people may not see it. But when you do performance art and you can go to festivals and clubs and places that people wouldn't normally consume traditional art, it's a really nice way of reaching a wide audience. And particularly as queer people, we want our art to be seen by as many people as possible. So
Will, I was there at Abbotsford Convent on Thursday and I saw those beautiful pictures. And so well done, because they really are a spectacle to the eye. The colour palette you've got, particularly in the motel, was just stunning. And there's a whole range of photographs for people to see. But I think one of the things that was really exciting was your connection to Elvis. And you did a bit of a take on a couple of Elvis's songs, doing them in your own style, which was very unique. How did you choose which tracks to do?
That was a real challenge because there's so many great ones. But the song Blue Moon, which was actually from Elvis's Sun Sessions, is one of the most tender, haunting kind of versions of that song that exists. And he was so young and kind of vulnerable when he recorded that. It's always stayed with us. It reminds me a little bit of, like, David Lynch almost. It's just, so that was one that we had to do. And then It's Now or Never is so camp and so it's so Vegas and over the top, and it's a real fun song to sing. So those were two. And then because we lost Tina Turner this year, who was, like, a huge idol of ours, I love, anytime I perform, if I could be, like, even 1% Tina, I feel like I've achieved something. So we decided to do a cover of River Deep Mountain High as well, in tribute to Tina. But there's so many fun songs to choose. It is a real challenge.
Now, if anyone wants to try and go and see this, it's at Abbotsford Convent from the 10th to the 19th of August. There is a couple of interactions with you as well. You've got a bedazzling of tea towels workshop taking place on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And then you're also doing a talk on Saturday the 19th at 1:30. And also you're going to be doing a piece of performance this evening, I think.
Yeah, so this is the one that I think everyone should run to, because tonight at the convent we are doing the Disgraceland party performance night, and it's a huge queer celebration, and we've got 10 performers, all of them interpreting rock and roll in a totally queer, wild way. We've got people like Too Juicy, Dee Flowers, Dandrogyny, Tanza, Simone Page Jones, Gabby Barton, Bendy Ben. They're all wild, beautiful performers. And it's going to be a disco, and also all these performances are happening. And at the same time, we can see the artwork and then come and party. And I just think it's going to be really special and really fun. So I'd love people, if they're up for a good night tonight, they should come along.
Fantastic. If you're not in Victoria, though, and can't make it, you can play along at home visiting the website thehuxleys.com.au. The imagery and what the content on there, there's heaps of it, and it's amazing, mate.
Oh, I'm so touched that you came along, and thank you for all the kind words about it.
Have a great time this evening. I hope it goes well. This is Will Huxley from the Huxleys talking about Disgraceland at the Abbotsford Convent.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.